China and the U.S. compete in every economic sphere. They also compete as environmental menaces. In 2010, China passed the U.S. as the largest energy consumer in the world. It also has become the largest emitter of carbon and other pollutants. Now the two nations are competing in plans to clean it all up. This week, President Obama announced a proposal to cut carbon emissions from existing power plants by up to 30%. And this week, China says it will limit pollutants from coal plants for the very first time, with an absolute cap in place by 2016. Joining us is Jennifer Turner, director of the China Environment Forum at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. Jennifer, welcome.
Ni hao, John.
Thank you. Ni hao. What's the message from Beijing, do you think?
Well, I mean, this announcement that came out was from an advisor of the government, and so it's not set in stone, but it's a really strong indication that China is continuing to move in the direction of controlling emissions from coal. You're talking about CO2 emissions, but in China, the bigger concern for the Chinese public is the fact that coal is the major source of a lot of the smog that's been plaguing the cities, I mean, for the past decade, but increasingly worse over the past two. So over the last year, China issued actually a pollution action plan, kind of like superhero cape kind of sounding stuff, you know, that they were going to cap coal use below 65% of total energy consumption. It's about 70 today, have coal-free zones. And it's been very kind of exciting to see that some of the cities in China, because, you know, the general public has been horrified, that some cities are even going beyond what the government is requiring them right now in terms of trying to cap their consumption. And so it's a really positive trend. But in great part, a lot of this is motivated for, you know, local health and economy.
So it's really a message to the domestic economy and the outrage of people who are enduring this atmospheric problem. So we're talking about sulfur dioxide and particulates and the kinds of heavy metals that really dirty coal burning can produce.
Yeah, well, the PM 2.5, I think early in January this year, at one point, it was around 900 on the air quality index. And, you know, in the United States, we panic if it would get anywhere near 100 in any of our cities. I mean, it's the numbers of 1.2 million people dying early from respiratory disease, lots more asthma incidences. And people now can get live air quality updates. That's another significant change, is that the government has, you know, admitted they set standards for particulate matter 2.5 and mandated that cities had to get this information out. And so, I mean, at minimum, people can know, oh, the air's really bad, got to wear my Darth Vader mask outside today to breathe, or don't go out. So there's a lot more transparency and live discussion in China about how to address this.
You know, in many ways, the birth of the Republican Party in the United States was a response to the pollution in cities like Pittsburgh and the economic message of Republicanism in the 1800s was cleaning up an extremely filthy Pittsburgh. And it, you know, has had a political legacy that continues even to this day in Pittsburgh. In China, do you think the Chinese industries can actually take a leadership role in developing technologies that can clean up Beijing and Shanghai and, you know, do in the coal cleanup realm what they've already done in developing solar panels and recycling technology?
The Chinese government has led this clean energy revolution, and the industry has responded. I mean, they've got number one installed wind power. They're ramping up solar PV. But at the same time, because their electricity consumption until recently has been accelerating so fast that coal still has dominated. But we are seeing signs that you do have some industry leaders. In this case, Jack Ma, the head of Alibaba, he's focusing on water quality, but that he's actually selling little water sampling kits for the public to sample water and upload it online. And I think he's going to start moving into air as well. So individual leaders, but keep in mind, most industry in China is owned by the government. So that's been the big regulatory slippage in China, that, you know, we have these targets, but we own the industry and our local government makes money from it. So, but that's starting to change, because local officials are going to be evaluated whether they can actually meet the air pollution reduction target.
Jennifer Turner, director of the China Environment Forum at the Woodrow Wilson Center. Thanks so much.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Reputation.com, encouraging everyone to check their online search results, because search results define you or your business. Learn more at Reputation.com.
Mm-hmm. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.